addressing the declaration for Darien Easton, D, like Detroit, A-R-R-I-A-N. Last name is Geaston, G like George, E-E-S-T-O-N. Darien Easton. Date of birth is 11/9/97. Date of accident 11/20/2024. Date of service is 2/13/2025. The patient Darien Easton is presenting as a new patient. Chief complaint is severe headaches, severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, pain in the left shoulder, headaches, left knee pain, and shooting pain to the left leg. Patient alleges an accident that happened on 11/9/2024, where he was involved in this accident. He was traveling with five people in a Lyft car, and he was sitting in the right passenger seat of the left side. And he was near in West Detroit, near Chicago and Burt Road, B-U-R-T. He was going on West Chicago, and other car failed to stop on his stop sign and hit T-bone on the driver's side. He was traveling in an SUV, and the other car, he do not know. He was traveling at almost 40 miles an hour. The speed of the other car is unknown. He was wearing seatbelt, airbags deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the emergency room at Henry Ford Hospital in Dearborn. 4 hours he was there for, with X-ray, CT scan of the head and neck. Which are okay, and then he was discharged. During the accident, the damage to the car was to the airbags, and the left side of the car was bad. Car door and other areas. Regarding the injury, patient was thrown to the ground of the car, injuring right arm, right shoulder to the seat. He had a whiplash by jumping front, forward and backward, and there was a fracture of the clavicle. There was no bleeding. He banged his left knee to the seat in front. He passed out and he didn't remember all of the details. Questions, the history of the presenting illness. Patient is suffering from headaches which are moderate, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They come and go. Mostly they are on the front and the left temple. And they are moderate to severe 3 to 4 times a day. And they are off and on. They are sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. There is an associated TBI symptoms of dizziness, loss of consciousness that happened on the first day of accident and lack of focus. He denies any vertigo, ringing in the ears, denies loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no TMJ problem, no taste, smell problem. And there is no issues with the vision, no blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, no tidal anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, denies anxiety, depression, panic. Slight trouble in walking. He can walk up to quarter block without pain, but his knees are hurting. No associated weakness, lightheadedness. He does have a shooting pain to the left leg as numbness and tingling constantly. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is experiencing pain in the neck, left shoulder, mid back, lower back to the tune of 7. Left knee pain is also 7. He has a difficult time climbing up and down on the stairs. These pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting sharp and tender. The pain intensity is 6 to 7, while ADLs are affected 7. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, bending, and walking, and improved by lying down and sitting. So far, he has had CT scan of the spine and head that was found to be okay at 104 Dear Bones. The patient has only numbness, tingling, pins and needles of the left leg laterally, sometimes into the right arm also. So far, patient has had treatment at Hindford Hospital on the day first. His x-ray of the right shoulder and collarbone showed a fracture of the clavicle. He has been doing physical therapy, war and auto injury for 3 times per week, almost 15% better, and he has had like 30 visits. Chiropractic treatments is going on. Pain is still the same in the right shoulder, neck is sore, lower back also. His bed. He made an appointment to see a doctor, but he got sick from flu bug for Dr. Kelly Brossy, B-R-O-S-S-Y, and he did not go to see her. He tried some treatment at home. Please review the records for the system review. Surgical history. Allergies. Family history. Relationship status, current employment, legal history and personal history, and ADLs. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 126/58, pulse 87, pulse ox 100%, temperature 97.9. This is a 27-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Height is 5'7", weight is 130. He is in agony of severe pain due to the fracture of the clavicle, although he is sitting comfortably. Well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any independent device. However, there is some pain in his left knee due to the accident, which causes antalgic gait. The rest of the exam is from the template, except in the neck. In the chest, we can say there is a dislocated clavicle and is broken and fractured, healing in the lateral part towards the right shoulder. Rest of the exam is from the template. Neurological examination is from the template. Musculature examination is from the template. In the musculature examination, kindly mention that patient has spasm of both the trapezius, quadratus lumborum, and paravertebral muscles. Thank you.